The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bruce Springsteen sang about being born to run, but it was actually dogs. Sled dogs are best known for mushing each March in the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, the world's longest sled race. The canine competitors cover 1,100 miles from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska, sometimes in just 9 days. The dogs often track through heavy blizzards and endure temperatures as low as minus 40 degrees. The chilly conditions, though, are necessary for the dogs, which would overheat in balmier climes. The secret to the dogs' feats of day-to-day endurance lies in their ability to reprogram their body's responses to stress after just 1 day of competition, something humans cannot do. You see, just like human athletes, conditioned sled dogs show body damage during their first day of exercise. Our cells do recover in a day or so, but as soon as we go for another run, the same damage happens all over again. But for sled dogs, that's not the case. If you take them out and do exactly the same exercise the following day, and the day after that, and the day after that, you don't continue to get that repeated damage.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.